This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We start today with a shakeup in Boston Pride leadership. Board President Linda DeMarco says she will resign this summer. And that comes after a year of pressure from local activists seeking leadership inclusion for Black and trans members of the LGBTQ community. June is Pride Month. WBUR's Arielle Gray has been following this story and joins us now to tell us more. Welcome, Arielle.
Hi, Tiziana. Thank you so much for having me today.
Great to have you. So DeMarco's resignation didn't happen overnight. Maybe start by reminding us how we got here.
Well, I think we can kind of bring things back to 2020 last year, when kind of these groups that splintered off from Boston Pride initially called for an accountability process with Boston Pride's board. And 80% of Boston Pride's volunteer workforce actually resigned until the board committed to an internal process of looking at their own internal racism and some other issues that were going on internally. But I think we can even bring it back farther than that to 2015, when Black Lives Matter actually stopped the Boston Pride March and demanded. They had a whole list of demands for the Boston Pride board, and one of the major ones was diversifying their board and changing their inherent structure. So it started last year, but it actually.
Oops, I think we might have lost Arielle's sound there. And so while we get Arielle back, I'll just fill in the picture there that then the changes, as I understand it, had not happened quickly enough for activists who were continuing to put pressure on Boston Pride for DeMarco to step down and to open the board to a more inclusive group as Boston Pride goes forward. We're now looking at the 50th anniversary celebration of Boston Pride having been postponed twice due to the pandemic, once last year, then it was scheduled for Pride Month this year, and then postponed again, once again due to the pandemic. But the resignation of Linda DeMarco does seem to create some question as to whether the Boston Pride 50th anniversary can now go forward as there's changes in leadership. Arielle, do we have you back?
Hi, Tiziana. So sorry for that interruption.
It happens. So listen, local activist groups such as Trans Resistance Massachusetts have organized their own events. This is Pride Month. They have events going on this month, including the second annual vigil in March this Saturday. But tell us how else they have shown some real increasing political strength and what that means for Boston Pride as an organization.
I think we can see a little bit of this, I guess, quote unquote, increase in political strength with the debate that happened on Monday. Basically, you know, these, I guess, splinter organizations were able to have on all of the mayoral candidates to talk about issues like protecting queer and trans people of color here in Boston. But I would be wary to say that this is an example of their increase in political strength. I think that a lot of local organizers here who are involved in the boycott are still kind of skeptical of whether or not politicians are actually going to push legislation or changes that will protect the queer and trans community here in Boston. I mean, just 5 years ago, Massachusetts passed this very long-awaited transgender public accommodations bill, which protects transgender people from discrimination in restaurants, libraries, hotels, et cetera. But 2016, you know, trans activists have been fighting for this for decades. So it's kind of still kind of tricky to say whether or not local groups have any political strength or power.
So kind of there's a difference between increased voice and that turning into a political cash that leads to change.
Exactly.
So in our remaining time, I want to ask you, people of color in the trans community have fought exclusion from the beginning of the LGBTQ rights movement. I'm thinking back to Stonewall. I wonder, can you put what's happening today in Boston in this moment into a larger historical context for us in the next minute or so?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of just a continuation of what queer and trans people of color have been fighting for since Stonewall. In 1969. I mean, we can see there was a movie that came out about Stonewall in 2015, and the main character was a white man. So there is still a lot of erasure going on in the LGBTQ plus community that's not quite, it hasn't been addressed in the way that it needs to be. And also racism hasn't been addressed in the way that it needs to be in the LGBTQ plus community. So what's happening today in Boston is really kind of indicative of what's happening nationally with Pride. I think there's a lot of criticism about Pride being commercialized, about these big corporations being able to kind of tag themselves onto Pride without actually putting in the work or the resources into addressing some of these inherent systemic issues that impact queer and trans people of color the most, specifically Black trans women. So there's still a long way to go. I think that this is definitely a step in the right direction, but it's a story that's been a long time in the making, and I think we can only wait and see how things will turn out here in Boston.
WBUR's Arielle Gray. Arielle, thanks.
Thank you.